Chapter 4. Howie Can Do It. "I've decided to give you a job, Howie," said Ms. Alfonso. "You're good at observing rabbits. When your attention is on them, you're as good as an X-ray technician." Howie smiled. His mom would not agree. "I'd like you to leave your notes for the night staff. If they had been reading what you wrote, we could have caught Libby's problem earlier. I'd also like you to change the water." Howie started. "Yes, I remember what happened, but I think that now when you're with the rabbits, you aren't thinking about something else because you're interested. The more you watch them, the more you notice. Isn't that right?" Howie had to admit that it was. "So, is it a deal?" Howie was nodding before the word was out of his mouth. "Yes," he said. "Then let me show you where to leave your notes." "Isn't it past 6 o'clock?" Howie wondered. "Howie, if your mom has to work late, you might as well do something useful. Anyway, you've read that dog book cover to cover." Ms. Alfonso pointed to a table. "This is where we leave any delivery related to the rabbits. It's where you should leave your notes for Mr. Cruz and Mr. Sims. Let me introduce you." They walked down the hallway and into the dog room. Right away, Howie noticed the different smell and the noise. He shook hands with the night staff. Both men had dark hair and dark eyes like the dog trainer in the book, and like Howie himself, he thought, smiling.